The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I have a pitch for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's for a TV show. What are your favorite? I'm doing it right now. What are your favorite kinds of TV shows? What are the things that happen within TV shows that you like the most?
Well, you know, we like mystery. We like sci-fi.
Okay.
We like action.
Right.
We like suspense.
Right. Sure.
We like comedy, funny.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All those things.
Sure.
There's going to be them.
That lovely. Sign. Where do I sign the dotted line?
You've already done it. I forged your signature, but listen.
Wow. Well, okay.
This show has my two favorite things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has alternative history stuff.
Yep. And is it also competency porn?
Yeah, a little bit, but more so than that, space stuff.
Space stuff, sure. Yeah.
Alternate history stuff.
Yes.
And space stuff.
Love it.
Same show. Now,
I'm in.
Here's the twist.
Okay.
It's made by the Game of Thrones guys.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you like it less or more?
No, let's just go at it full speed. They clearly know how to make a hit.
Oh, did you watch Game of Thrones?
I mean, nah, but
this is gonna be great.
You know, the cultural impact of Game of Thrones cannot be denied.
Nope. And the name is leaves something to be desired. Three body problem, baby.
Yeah. How far in did you get?
I watched the pilot. So we had a text conversation earlier this week.
We did.
To discuss like what show we should do next. And if you join the private Discord by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOYZ, which is $1 a month, you can join in on this conversation with us. But we were basically saying like, okay, if we wanted to like keep in line with our namesake, we would probably watch The Regime because it's the most watched show on HBO right now.
Yeah.
If we wanted to go another way, we could watch, was it Palm Royale?
Palm Royale, yep. Although, wait, no, that's Apple TV.
That's on Apple TV.
Yes.
And then Manhunt is also on Apple TV with our boy, Anthony Boyle, from the show we just watched, Masters of the Air.
Sure.
Crosby. And
yes.
And that looked pretty good. Or the fourth option, the thing that's being watched the most on all of streaming.
Right. Which, I mean, that's the one you choose, right?
Right. I think it's the one you choose. Like, The Regime has 3 million people watching it, and Three Body Problem has 9+ million.
Right.
Which is more.
It's more. I mean, it is a product of its subject matter as well. Like, you know, Three Body Problem is a little bit, like we said, a little bit of sci-fi, a little bit of funny, a little bit of mystery. And The Regime is just kind of like it looks like a mob show, kind of. I don't really know much about it, but that's kind of what I got out of it.
It's about politics, so you've nailed it.
Lovely. Good. One in the same.
Correct. And our main topic today is Three Body Problem, but...
Yes.
We'll get there because there's a few other things we got to cover first.
Yeah.
Number one, Timothy Chalamet,
DJ Timmy Tim,
has signed a Warner Brothers deal to star in and produce new movies after Wonka and Dune success.
He's going to be a producer?
Yeah. He's going to produce.
Okay.
And that's the kind of thing that's happening these days. Listen, yeah, if you sure. have like 3 to 8 movies in a row that make a gajillion dollars, someone's going to come around and be like, you can do whatever for us. We don't even care.
Yeah. Did you see Wonka?
So, yes.
Okay. What do you tell me?
I sort of watched it as a bit because okay. another podcast I listened to did a very long form bit about Jeez. How they loved Wonka.
Okay.
The bit was that obviously it was going to be trash. And it was. It was. It was so bad.
It was so weird. You know, it was a little like there was some nice moments in it. And but like the girl's name in the movie was named Noodle. Her name was Noodle, Ryan.
Sure. Yeah.
And like it was cute and sweet and it had a nice ending. But like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't vibe with it very well.
I went into it knowing it was going to be terrible. I went into it knowing it was going to be a musical. I went into it knowing, you know what? That it was going to be bad, but not Madam Web bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's not going to be Morbin time, but it's not going to be great either.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple songs that were catchy, I'll be honest, but most of them felt really cringy. But I digress.
You don't digress. It's the exact understood. Kind of thing that we're talking about, actually.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's not the way you use that phrase, but
I was going to move on to a different thing because
I won't. It reminded me there. Of okay, remember good. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey.
No,
Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, the 2020 Forrest Whitaker, Keegan-Michael Key, and Hugh Bonneville led romp, Christmas romp.
Oh.
Okay. While they were making Wonka, I just like in their worst case scenario, the director is in the middle of Wonkifying a movie, right? And then he by chance turns on Netflix and is just like, what is Forrest Whitaker doing looking like an old crazy man in this Christmas movie? I am stressed and I'm not sleeping very well. And you know what? I'm going to watch a Christmas movie starring Forrest Whitaker. Called the Jingle Jangle, and it's going to help me out. And then he put on Jingle Jangs, and he was like, oh, no. Oh, no. These movies, they're somehow spiritual successors to each other, and also both bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even know about that other movie, so.
Don't. No. You know what? You do actually need to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a universe where this show... Yeah, there's a universe where Christmas. This show is us watching Jingle Jangle every week yes. for 52 weeks, and like,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but like, I'm just telling you, Adam. Like, that's sort of the way that we become famous.
Yeah. Okay. We can rewatch it and re-review it every week.
Yeah. There's another podcast I listen to that is that exact premise. That's another way we become famous. We just steal premi.
Multiple things. Yeah. Yeah. No. Nah.
Okay. The trailer for Unfrosted came out today.
What is that?
It is Michigan, 1963.
Okay.
Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever.
This is real?
Written and directed by Jerry Seinfeld.
What the hell? I didn't even know that was on the radar, dude. I'll be honest with you.
It came from a bit that Jerry Seinfeld used to do. Melissa McCarthy's in it. Hugh Grant is in it. Last scene as a Oompa Loompa. and Schitt's Creek, Stan Levy is in it. Thomas Lennon, Max Greenfield, Amy Schumer, Maria Baklava, Christian Slater, Bill Burr, Fred Armisen.
What?
Jack McBrayer, Bobby Moynihan. I don't know if I said Jim Gaffigan. Drew
you did not.
Tarver. James Marsden, who what? Is in a little bit of trouble lately. Kyle Dunnigan. Like,
what
so
is
many,
that if, cast?
Right. If you're Jerry Seinfeld,
and you get asked.
Yeah, and you ask people to do something, they say yes, is what happened.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a Netflix movie. It's out May 3rd. It's about Pop-Tarts. What's your favorite Pop-Tart, my dude?
Oh, it's the Blue Raz one. with the wonky 90s like flare color on it.
Tis wonky?
It's wonky. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like the quintessential 90s water cup, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a shirt that was that.
You did. That's the first thing I thought of when you said Pop-Tart, weirdly enough.
That is weird. Mine's Wildsberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, great. This movie looks insane. And yeah,
seems cool.
I'll watch it on Netflix because you know what I love? Cereal and snacks.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Jerry
sure.
Seinfeld's okay. He's Jerry Seinfeld. And in this movie, you know what I bet he plays?
The narrator.
No, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, he just played. Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
Also, out this week, a trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Do you believe there will be a third movie with three Beetle guys?
No, absolutely. I don't think so.
Why?
Because in the movie, the joke is that they only show the name twice ever. They don't ever have it three times because then it summons him.
Yeah.
So the joke of it is that it only shows it on the sign, like in the little graveyard, twice. So
I know what the joke is. I'm just saying.
I don't think I saw the post where people were like, well, this almost guarantees a third. No, it does. It absolutely does not. If this movie bombs, there's not going to be a third one.
Oh, hot take. Yeah, this is not coming out on Netflix or nothing. It's going to theaters, and I'm not sure how good it's going to do. Tim Burton.
I'm going to go see it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Tim Burton is directing.
Yes.
And it has quite the cast. Obviously, Michael Keaton back as Beetle Guys.
Love that.
Willem Dafoe, Justin Theroux, Catherine O'Hara as Delia Dietz, reprising her role as Delia Dietz. Winona Ryder on the rise once more due to her newly rekindled Stranger Things based fame. But Winona Ryder never left the zeitgeist, let it be known. Monica Bellucci, and then Jenna Ortega getting typecasted once more as the weird goth girl. I think she has to stop it, I think.
I think so, too.
Like, for her own good?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's going to be the end of her career if something goes wrong and it's one of those roles, you know?
Yeah, like, the last three things I've seen her in are this, The Addams Family, and that movie with Martin Freeman that's creepy. And Did you see that trailer for that?
Nope.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, well, all right. Then apparently she's doing well.
In most roles.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised that you're going to go see it. Why?
Oh, why not? The first one is like a classic 80s comedy. Some of the best one-liners from Beetlejuice. And Michael Keaton that's like one of his best character roles he ever played.
Oh, of course.
I love, absolutely, I'm going to go see it for sure.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Here's the thing, though. It's so hard to see anything ever.
Is that, you mean like with time constraints or just?
No, because like brain constraint.
Oh, yeah, because nothing will ever be as good as Dune 2.
No, nothing will never be as good as what is maybe on my phone.
Oh, you'd rather sit at home scrolling on TikTok.
Half asleep.
Yeah. I hear you.
Like, oh, man.
But I do love going to the movies. I do love it. I love going to the movies.
I love popcorn.
I love the popcorn. Love them Raisinets. We've talked about this many times.
I know. But that's the best part of podcasts. Talking about the same thing a gajillion times.
Just recycling.
Yes. The trailer for The Penguin, or another trailer for The Penguin, came out this week. Streaming.
I love it.
Yeah. HBO Max. I'm trying to find out when it's coming. Kristen Milioti is in this. Mm. Obviously, Colin Farrell is Oswald Cobblepot. It just feels as though he's going to get awards.
Oh, it looks so good. He is such a great, like, he can get into a role. I would never know that he had an accent, you know, that he looks so different. I remember watching the Batman movie and saying, like, I couldn't believe that that's Colin Farrell. It just didn't register in my head that that was him in prosthetics, but he's so good. He's so good.
Yeah, you know, he's absolutely the best. And I listen, Banshees of Inisherin kind of reintroduced me to Mr. Farrell.
Okay.
I had, I liked him, but I didn't have this deep reverence for him that I now do.
Yeah, it's like Phone Booth Colin Farrell. Remember that
movie? Of course. Of course I know Phone Booth.
With a, God, that was a, Kiefer Sutherland was in that one too. He's great. He's also great.
I wish, is it Kiefer Sutherland? Phone Booth in 24, same universe. That'd be cool.
It is Jack Bauer.
Oh, dude. Okay. Speaking of wonks, have you seen the movie Snowpiercer with Chris Evans?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was after Captain America fame, but before the Avengers Assemble fame.
Dude.
It was like in the middle.
I watched this thing this week.
Yeah?
This YouTube video that posits that Snowpiercer and Willy Wonka are in the same universe.
Why? What?
And that
I need to know.
Ed Harris's character at the front of the train as Charlie Bucket, and his taking over of the chocolate factory led to the world's destruction.
What the hell?
I don't know, man. I know it's a bit far-fetched.
Yeah.
But Google that and watch the YouTube video. It has like 12 milli views.
Is it compelling enough that you would believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have some 100%. Bad news about the end of Snowpiercer.
I've watched Snowpiercer.
No, I know. I'm just, you know. Just
I know what happens at the end.
Yeah. That's a pretty good movie, honestly.
I
love came out of
that
nowhere.
Movie. And you know what? It's been out long enough. I don't care about the spoilies.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't go well for Mr. Bucket.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man.
That was a cool one. I did like that.
In my perfect world, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonks, Snowpiercer, and Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Story, all in the same universe.
What about Violent Night?
Boom.
That's in the same universe too?
God, I love that movie.
Yeah, I only watched like...
You watched it with the sound off.
Yeah, your house.
Bruh,
during a Christmas party.
I think don't watch it until like November.
No, I'll wait. I will wait.
I think you should wait. It deserves the vibes of, hey, it's almost Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so good, and it's getting a sequel. That's how good it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it made so much money.
Okay, I'm here for it.
I know. Everyone should be in November, not right now. Talk about Three Body Problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Currently the second most like Googled / looked up thing on IMDb. You know what the first one is? And this is only TV shows.
Yeah.
No, guess.
Oh, what the first search is?
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
No, It's a show that you've talked about very recently.
We talked about several shows very recently.
Okay, right? It's The Gentlemen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Third is Shogun, by the way.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
Third is Shogun, by the way, which I'm still watching, and is still really good.
How far into it are you?
About halfway through the season.
Okay.
It's like, whatever. Three Body Problem. You've watched more than me.
I did. So I wanted to preface this too. I'm glad you brought up Shogun. I was going to watch Shogun and start it, but Hannah and I, my girlfriend and I, saw Three Body Problem. I was like, do you want to check this out? I keep seeing this everywhere. And we got sucked in, Ryan. We have one episode left.
Oh my God. Okay. Dang it, dude.
So I don't know how far you are in. I don't want to spoil anything for you because it is kind of wild. It's a wild show.
Okay. But like generally, now that you've watched a lot of it, Are you like here to say that if someone hasn't watched it, they need to get into it?
I think so. Yeah. If you like any sort of sci-fi thing or, you know, mystery or anything nerdy, like it is your jam. There's some subplots that are really upsetting and sad. But yeah, generally it's so well done. It looks beautiful. The actors absolutely slay their roles, and I think it's well worth a watch for sure.
Yeah, so I did watch the first episode. I know a little bit of the story, just the overall story. So I know what's coming along a bit because the book was like kind of popping off.
Yeah.
Before, as it was announced that the show was coming out, the book was popping off. and I read the synopsis of the book, and the synopsis of the book like gives away a thing about the show.
Sure. Yeah.
Although the if you watch the pilot episode or you listen to us just now, you know that that I described it with two main attributes, that of alternative history, and which let's get into that first. I love alternative history stuff.
Same. Yeah.
The world is the same, except for this one thing.
So do you think a good example of that too is The King in the High Castle? Did you ever watch that show?
So I think it's a great example, except for the fact that The King of the High Castle is that one thing in the past is different, and everything changed.
Right, right.
Three Body Problem is not that way. Three Body Problem is one thing is different in China in the 1960s, and some things have changed, but not everything, which is cool, also cool. Are you saying because
I want you to keep watching it.
I know this sucks.
there's you know, there's things that happen that and I don't know how much you got from the synopsis of the book, but there's things that happen that absolutely change, you know, for lack of a better word, change history into the future
everything
of what
Listen,
so
I'd be saying there's space stuff.
There is space stuff, yeah.
And when there's space stuff, it's not just like, space is out there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who's out there and why?
Can you refresh my memory and just tell me what the end of the first episode was? Like, what's the last thing you saw?
The last thing you see at the end is, I believe, Saul and Augie looking up and the stars blinking.
That was the end of the first episode?
Or perhaps it's the second episode.
Oh, okay. You could have gotten farther along. Sure.
Yeah, I think actually it is the second episode. The stars are blinking. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is the same like Morse code as the countdown that Augie can see.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see Augie's experiment with nanofibers yet?
It's not
giving away anything, but she cut diamonds with nanofibers. Did you not see that yet?
I have not seen this now.
Okay. So that's probably coming in episode 3. That absolutely comes back later in the season. It is absolutely wild. There's one scene in the show, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's one scene in the show, Ryan, that is very intense.
Ooh.
It's so intense, and it happens so quickly.
Ooh.
I was literally like looking at Hannah. I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah. You know what
it's
I really
wild,
like about the
man.
Show? Benedict Wong.
Oh yeah, he's great in it.
Like, I'm just glad that he is in more things because I love him in Shang-Chi. Also,
yes,
as previously mentioned, this is a David Benioff and D.B. Weiss show, also created with Alexander Wu. But it's the Game of Thrones guys, and they've sort of been under the radar for a while after our last two seasons of Game of Thrones that were universally lambasted and a first six seasons of Game of Thrones that were at different levels per season, but at least 1 through 4, universally loved, completely zeitgeisty, and took over the entire world.
Yes.
So this is a show that is like, it's not really advertised as from the creators of Game of Thrones, although it does say that on the top of the poster, but it's in small letters.
I honestly did not know that until you just said that at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, Rant. So like,
I didn't know.
The last two seasons of Game of Thrones, which I think are better than people give them credit for, but I understand why people are like, how dare you? Right? They were sort of on their way out. They had gotten a like trilogy from Lucasfilms. They were going to do Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
and then everyone hated, or at least the internet had so much hate for the last two seasons of Game of Thrones that they got their trilogy taken away for them. And then Netflix came around and was like, hey, you want to make a TV show based on this book? And they were like, yeah, sure, man, let's do it.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's good. It's really well done. And like I said, the actors really sell it. I mean, it's not one of those like, I don't feel that this is poorly written at all. There is some excellent dialogue scenes and some very tense moments. I can't wait for you to finish it.
Yeah, they, by the way, have like Jonathan Pryce, who was in Game of Thrones, plays Mike Evans. John Bradley, who was in Game of Thrones, plays Jack Rooney. Liam Cunningham, who was in Game of Thrones, plays Thomas Wade. Like, they just they called up all their friends and they're like, we're getting the band back together.
You know, I thought that the guy who played Rooney was looked familiar. I knew I'd seen him before, but you just gave me that info.
That's so Sam,
that's
dude.
Interesting. Yeah.
And Isaac Gonzalez from Baby Driver and Godzilla versus Kong is Augie.
Yep, she's very good in the. The whole cast is really great. They really are.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm excited to watch the rest of it, and then wanted to cover one more thing before we jet on out of here.
Yeah, sure.
Pirates of the Caribbean getting rebooted, my dude.
I heard about this. Yeah, and it was is this going to be the one that they want to bring Johnny Depp back for? Or what's the vibe?
I don't know. Like,
kind of lost touch on it.
Yeah. Are they going? Would you rather have it be Captain Jack Sparrow is played by another actor, or
no,
it's 30 to 40 years down the line and it's a completely new group of people, but in the same Pirates of the Caribbean universe? And at some point you find out, like, oh, it's their child. But right. is it Jack's child, or is it?
I don't know if I would like that, though. I feel like that trope has been played out so often. Like, oh, it's in the future and they're related. I would rather have, if they're going to reboot it in the same universe with different people, I'd rather it be a completely different sect of pirate people.
Yes. Like,
because there are multiple Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true. I would like it to expound upon the actual history as well as dive deeper into the original source material, which is the ride. Like,
oh, yes. Yeah, because they added Jack Sparrow to the ride.
Yes, he's now like a larger part of it by a lot.
Yeah.
And do the other people, the weirdos. Give me some pirate ride weirdos.
Now, it would be cool if they do set it into the future, if they reference like the antics of Captain Jack Sparrow, but they just didn't, you know, if they were going to go that route, I would rather them do it that way than oh, we're going to be alongside him. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. I would love Johnny Depp to reprise his role. I mean, he's iconic as Jack Sparrow. And I think he would be able to still do it justice. I just don't know how I feel.
Let me run this by you, because there were rumblings of a female-led Pirates movie starring Margot Robbie, with two scripts in development, one with her and one without her.
Interesting.
Expound upon that.
Wait, so they had two scripts of Pirates of the Caribbean reboot with and without her.
Right.
I think she also has the potential to be good. Do I think it's the greatest role for her? Nah. I think there are other actresses that I wouldn't be able to name for you right now, so don't ask me, but I just imagine there are better actresses that can do that role a little bit more justice, maybe a little bit grittier, you know, a little bit more grittier people. But I mean, I'd see it. I would go watch it for sure, but.
The other rumblings were that Deadpool screenwriters Rhett Reese and Patrick Winnick were initially attached to write the script for the sixth installment, but they walked the plank and exited the project in 2019. And then it was taken over by The Last of Us creator Craig Mazin.
Really?
Then took over screenwriting duties alongside original screenwriter Ted Elliott, who was like a go-to Disney guy. And he was quoted as saying he pitched Disney what it would be. He went in thinking it was really weird. They would never say yes. And then Disney was like, yeah, man, we're in.
Wow.
They wrote a fantastic, quote unquote, script, but put their pencils down during the writer's strike. And there's been no word on any progress that's happened since the end of September. But that script is also in there. So it sounds like Disney has a bunch of scripts on the desk. No actor or director attached, and they have Jerry Bruckheimer still as the producer attached.
Yeah,
and so they can go any direction with it.
Interesting.
But it does feel like Pirates has never been it's never been a series that or a movie that's like director driven. Like,
no, absolutely
obviously,
not.
Obviously, the director has always, like, especially at the beginning and like the first film, which, by the way, Ted Elliott wrote 1 through 4 with Terry Rozio, like both Disney guys, and Gore Verbinski directed the first three. But, like, I don't think the sixth one needs to be Gore Verbinski to bring back the magic, right?
Right. No, I agree.
The magic.
It holds itself in its characters.
It's Johnny Depp.
It's Johnny Depp. So it's Johnny Depp.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley. But gosh diggity dang, it's Johnny Depp, my guy.
Yeah, and it's interesting you said, you know, Disney has been like, they have a bunch of different versions of it on the table, right? Obviously, it's got to be some degree of varying intensity, you know, depending on the style or writing of writing it is. But like Disney, we've seen a transformation with Disney because, you know, growing up, they were, you know, Disney princesses and Pixar and all, you know, and all that. And now it's, you know, it has Marvel, it has Star Wars. There is much more grittier stuff. There's R-rated movies in the repertoire now, which I never thought I would ever see Disney have that. So would you like to see an R-rated Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Because I know I would.
You know what? No.
No?
No. God, you know what I'd like to see?
What?
A PG version. A PG movie. I want this movie to be for kids almost.
Oh, like, so you want there to actually be like adventurous magic. Not magic, but you know what I mean.
Listen, man, like we were really spoiled when we were kids. We got a lot. It was during the time in which movies like The Goonies were being made, which is like right on the edge of should a kid be watching this movie?
Sure.
Those are the kinds of movies I want. I want this generation of Zoomity Doomers that are locked and loaded to their phones, cannot get their eyes off of them. I want there to be reasons for those kids to go to the movies and be like,
sure.
What? Like, Dune is something like that, where it is this generation's Lord of the Rings, where a 13-year-old can go see Dune, not have ever read a book and been like, oh, maybe I like reading. Maybe I like this entire genre. Maybe I'm a nerd. Maybe being a nerd is cool. Like,
yeah,
I need a reason for a 9 to 13-year-old person to nerd out about something, to learn like what about this time? I want to learn about pirates.
Yeah.
Maybe history is actually fun.
Like, yeah, I absolutely support that 100%. I mean, that's how I felt, right? Pirates of the Caribbean was, you know, I don't remember when the first one came out, what year it was, but we were definitely, you know, that age group.
85.
What? Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp?
86, 87.
What? Okay.
I'm doing a fun numbers bit. Shut up.
I got you. I know. I understand. It caught me off guard because it's so wildly off.
I'm hilarious.
You're so funny, dude.
Shut up, dude.
But I also would like to see an R-rated Pirates of the Caribbean movie. You know, I still want it.
Nah. Thanks for joining us at the HBO Boys this week. As I said earlier, join our Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. I gave all the details earlier. You can go back and you can go listen to that. But it's $1 a month. There's a private Discord. And Adam says your name at the end of our shows, which is like the biggest, coolest gift of all. And one day, maybe that won't even be viable because there will be too many of you. That's sort of the dream. Let's make that happen. It's $1 a month. Patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. And Adam's going to say the names right now.
Yeah, I'd like this list to get longer. I want to be able to do it in less than one breath because I can currently do it in less than one breath. In fact, you used to do it. Try and read it as fast as you could. But I like to, you know.
Let's do it so that he has to do it in one breath but passes out and maybe dies.
Yeah. Wow. No, I like to add a little pepper on everyone's names because they are paying
zest.
Us. So please, I'd like to thank Sunshine, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Adam Donging Ryan, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, and Buffalo Pizzle. Thank you for your subscriptions and your support. We'd also like to thank Sunshine and Brent Ginn for being our $5 a month tier patrons. If you want to do that as well, I'll give you a special shout out. And who doesn't want that? I mean, come on.
Come on.
Please also get at us on all of our socials, threads at the HBO Boys Pod, Instagram, same, TikTok. I think there's a YouTube out there that we don't update. But, you know, if you follow it, we might start making content on it. So, you know, why not just give us a sub? You're not even going to get a notification.
Our
just
YouTube
do it.
Is a hostage situation.
Oh.
For me personally, I can't wait until 4 Body Problem.
I'd like 5 Body Problem.
A bit of a 6 Body Problem. 666 body problem.
Yeah. It's just the number of the beast.
Is it?
666 to number of the beast.
Yeah. Did you do the hand motion?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like when we end the podcast with something that no one will get.
Yeah. No, sorry. You're out of loop, guys. Inside joke.
All right. Good. Bye.